Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Revolution Radio, Wednesday night edition. This is Dr. Kate. I'll be with you all this evening. Welcome to everybody. Thank you for coming on a beautiful spring evening. And welcome to all of our listeners who will be joining us later. Thanks so much for coming. Tonight we're going to have an interesting show, I hope. Interspersed with different music. Like everybody else, I'm extremely busy right now, and I'm very happy to report that it's about the Third Continental Congress, and we'll be talking about that later. But tonight I'd like to give you an update on a couple of things that have caught my eye. I just put a post up yesterday that it's time to really start this revolution we already have. But it's time to get going. I'd like to also speak a little bit about misprision this evening and what that is, and then talk about a proposed strategy for patriots where my blog and I, this show, will be sponsoring a monthly webinar and maybe longer, or differently, to really get out some strategic means of getting our country back. Let me put it this way. I've reached the point where I can see the whites of their eyes. And you know, they say don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. It's time now to really undertake some other things other civic actions that will bring our country back. And we need a forum to talk about them privately and to get this organized. So we're talking about big things. You are all invited to attend. Please drop by my blog, drkatesview.wordpress.com, and look for the story on that issue. Let me give you the title of that. It's called Stop Them Cold. And I will find that and put it up for you in the chat room now. A couple of updates. Reverend Manning's trial, the CIA Obama Columbia trial, begins on Friday. And Reverend Manning is putting a call out there to everybody. If you can possibly join them, please do so. It starts in New York this Friday with a march around Columbia. They're going to be marching around Columbia for 7 days. And I think that's significant in that Reverend Manning always has a different framework, if you will, for addressing these issues. So I'm very excited about that. unfortunately, I can't make it. I've got other things I have to do, but I hope somebody is able to do so. We also just found out that Terry Lakin's trial, court-martial trial, is scheduled to start June 11th, 2010. It will be in at Walter Reed, I think, or somewhere in D.C., and the proceedings are open to the public. I just put a link up in the chat. I hope you can go ahead and get that. So let me take just a little bit of a break here while I pull out a couple of songs, couple of items that I'd like to look at this evening. So let's do... Well, I can't find it when I need it. Here we go. Let's do 4 and 20. I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Son of a woman and man lived in strife. He was tired being for war. He was an empty cellar, door to door. And he worked like a devil to be more. Different kind of poverty, how upsets the soul. Night after sleepless night, walk the floor and I want to know. Why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can I bring her home? Have I driven you what he should go? Morning comes the sunrise and I'm driven to my bed. I see that it is empty and there's devils in my head. I give him praise. Then I cover feet. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I catch myself just wishing that my life would save to see.
course, that applause was for Revolution Radio. Thank you, Stephen Stills. I don't know if any of you know what the word misprision means. M-I-S-P-R-I-S-I-O-N. According to the 1828 English Language Dictionary, it is this: in law, any high offense under the degree of capital, but nearly bordering thereon. Misprision is contained in every treason and every felony. Basically, misprision is the failure to report or the participation in a felony or crime. There is a misprision of treason as well. Misprision is contained in every treason and felony. It's neglect, it's contempt. Misprisions are divided into negative and positive. Negative, which consists in the concealment of something which ought to be revealed. And positive, which consists in the commission of something which not ought to be done. Misprision of treason consists in a bare knowledge and concealment of treason without assenting to it. Maladministration in offices of high public trust is a positive misprision. Now, why are we talking about this? Well, let's talk about treason for a second. You know that to prove a charge of treason, you have to prove two things. One is that there is a war on the states being conducted, and two is that a person is actively harboring, giving aid and comfort to the enemy. In those two contexts, you also have to have two witnesses to the crime as well. So it is very difficult to prove treason. Now, we can say, for example, that the war on the states that is being conducted by Obama, the taking of our funds and using them to basically attack our foundations of freedom, that's definitely war on the states. The drowning of our economies with debt, the purposeful neglect of an oil spill that will ruin the Gulf Coast economy. Are these things intentional? I've gotten to the point where, yes, I think they are. But in any case, all of these items would be considered treasonous, but very difficult to prove. People are involved in this, who's going to come forward and say so? But it is a crime. What misprision is talking about is it is actually a crime not to report things that have happened. So let me read to you the definition of misprision of felony. Now, this would apply to anybody who knows about a crime that's being committed or has participated in such. Let me go back to misprision just for a second on treason. Misprision of treason just consists in the bare knowledge of that happening. So you don't have to have two witnesses. If you're involved in treason, that's treason, but also if you should have reported it, it's misprision of treason. But a misprision of treason is a lot easier to prove than that. And that now gets involved in everybody, like Robert Gibbs, like Nancy Pelosi, like cabinet members, like the judiciary, all of these people who know about Obama's intent and see it happening. If we could get at them, there would be a misprision. So let's read misprision of felony. Whoever, having knowledge of the actual commission of a felony, cognizable by a court of the United States, conceals and does not as soon as possible make known the same to some judge or other person in civil or military authority under the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. This is bare knowledge of a crime, of a felony, like listening to somebody bribe somebody else over the phone, or being the bearer of that message, or sitting there and trying to look the other way when you know darn well something has happened. My view of this is that, you know, whenever you see a crime going on, it should be reported. That's sort of like the basic components of citizenship, are to have express revolt against a crime against another person, and to report it and to not let it happen. Those are basic citizenship responsibilities. But here we have almost the entire government, including government employees, knowledgeable of crimes and not saying one darn thing. As a former federal employee, I can attest to the great benefits and the job security. You don't have to do one thing in federal employment and you still get advanced every year and you still get a pay increase. It's the best healthcare system in the country, in the world, and so forth. Why are these people going to come forward? I sometimes think about, you know, flying over Washington with leaflets and giving out a misprision fact sheet of the millions of pieces of mail that could go to our representatives and to their staffers. That is one that should be laid out. Now, there's plenty of fact behind this. Now, this idea of misprision as a tool to start beginning to report everything that these people are doing and your representatives is very important. Do we expect anyone to act on it? No. But if we have millions of misprision claims being filed every day, or leaflets being handed out that specify what that is, someone's going to start feeling very uncomfortable about knowing something is a crime and not saying it, regardless of their security as a federal employee. Now, I'm taking this step and more that we'll talk about this evening because I've had it. I see all the Republicans up there saying the right things. I see, of course, a handful of very courageous people, Michelle Bachmann, calling it what it is, socialism, taking over. She's a person who probably has problems with Obama's eligibility, but, you know, the entire government knows this has happened. Obama is ineligible. They were all part of it. And I'm sick of it because the Republicans can give their own lines on anti-democratic things, you know, oh, liberal big spender and so forth. But to the extent that all of them do not address the elephant in the living room, that's it. I don't want to hear anyone being afraid of being called a birther. I want someone to stand up for the Constitution. We have a lot of people who are still afraid of being called birthers and afraid to look at the truth. And although espousing the Constitution is not a menu, it's conveniently eliminating Article 2 eligibility. It's a big issue. So misprision applies to all of them now. They all know. And I don't care if Republicans say they don't have enough people in investigation. They sure as heck better start it, because otherwise they're part of the problem. The more we know, the more that information is out there, and the more they remain quiet, the more they are absolutely guilty of misprision. And they need to go, and they need to be told that. Misprision of felony has been a federal crime since the first Congress for the, quote, the common law recognized a duty to raise the hue and cry and report felonies to the authorities. It is apparent from the statute, as well as from our history and that of England, that concealment of a crime and agreements to do so are not looked upon with favor. Such conduct deserves no credit at all. So misprision of felony can be both negative and positive. If it's negative, it's just involving the knowledge of a crime. But no need to get hung up on negative or positive, although someone will test you to see if you know what the difference is. But it can also be positive because it involves some affirmative act of concealment or participation in the crime. So misprision of felony involves both knowledge of a crime and some affirmative act of concealment or participation. And the courts have concluded that misprision of felony is a crime of moral turpitude, quote, because it necessarily involves an affirmative act of concealment or participation in a felony, behavior that runs contrary to accepted societal duties and involves dishonest or fraudulent activity. Now, do you know why you have such a gut negative reaction against all these people, including Republicans who stand up there and claim that they're fighting for our liberty when you know they're not? Because affirmatively, they are concealing the information. They've made a choice. I'm going to keep quiet about this so I can keep my job. And they have participated in a felony. Think about Hawaii and its covering up of Obama's, you know, probably non-existent birth certificate or whoever the heck he is. That is outrageous. And that's gone all the way up to the governor, all the way down to the governor, I guess I should say. All of them should be in prison for misprision. They all know, and they're all participating in this fraud. And you know what? They're standing there looking at us and saying, you're not going to do anything about it. The Supreme Court observed that concealment of a crime throughout our history. Gross indifference to the duty to report known criminal behavior remains a badge of irresponsible citizenship. Obama's a walking misprision, both positive and negative, and his duties to citizenship of the United States, he doesn't have them. And unfortunately, he got up there fraudulently, and everybody who helped him knows. If we've got 70% of the American population right now that doesn't believe he was born in Hawaii and has some questions about his eligibility, that's a problem for them. Now he's mad at Arizona, not because they passed immigration reform, but because they've passed a bill that will not allow him to get on the ballot in 2012. Also, Orly Tates is running for California Secretary of State. You know, there'll be a lot of angst against her, but she will also decide whether Obama gets on the California ballot. But Howard Dean had a 50-state strategy a few years ago, and part of that strategy was to insert secretaries of states in every one of the states. All of us have to watch each secretary of state. They will not follow up on fraud. And that's been the point. This has been a long-term effort to destroy our country. So the sheer magnitude of investment in the massive diversions from Obama's eligibility, it just shows you how important it is to them to keep it quiet. If you ever noticed, the closer we get or some piece of information happens, there's an oil well that bursts in the Gulf of Mexico, or some bomb that's dropped somewhere else, or some sex scandal the Pope, or some outbreak of something somewhere else, or false attack on the country, which Bloomberg tried to blame the bomb in Times Square on a Tea Party person. They're all very upset that the bombers are actually terrorists, not the Tea Party people and not the Patriots. We can see the socialist trends, the fascism, the large-scale destruction. All the pundits have no problem calling it socialism and pointing over there, but they ignore the elephant in the living room. Every bad thing that Obama and the Democrats have done could be undone in a minute. Well, longer than a minute, if you know what I'm saying. But by just simply getting Obama out, everything, his appointments, his czars, his spending, his signing of bills, all of those things are illegal. We don't have law right now. Every federal prisoner, every prisoner in every prison in the United States has a quo warranto claim on Obama. By what law do we exist? Our chief executive is an imposter. Every treaty, everything. So, in any case, misprism, to me, is one of the biggest issues that we need to address, and it is something that we can start talking with people about directly. I'm going to do just one more piece here on, I have come up with a new name for Obama. If you look at all, if you look at a legal dictionary at all the words that begin with mal, M-A-L, bad, you will find that all of you, Mr. Obama. So I'm now calling him Malbama. But maladministration in offices of high public trust is a positive misprision. So you see, he knows he is failing to administer the laws of the United States. He wants to change them. He's not supposed to do that. It is not within his authority to do that. We didn't give him that authority. I don't care who he is. So he knows it, and he's actively doing it. It's a positive misprision, as well as, in my view, making war on the United States. Obama, as posing as a lawful president, is acting treasonously, and anyone who has that knowledge or participated in that felony, like Nancy Pelosi, also is that. These are the top three people, the president, vice president, and third in line to the presidency, Nancy Pelosi. They should be arrested right now. So it's very high contempt. Okay. I'm going to take another little break here as we change subjects. I greatly appreciate you letting me sort of rant tonight. This is sort of my only night to do so. And we hope that this is going to make a difference. I've got some upcoming things coming. Just hang on a second. I'll be right back.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life? You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
Now, speaking of misprision and specific activities that we have going on right now, I'd like to give you a brief update on the oil spill in the Gulf. I'm getting information that was actually a terrorist act that blew it up. And I also noticed that Obama sent the SWAT teams down to the area. I don't know what for. Did not send EPA or anybody else, Centers for Disease Control, or anyone who could actually deal with the spill. And simply just said BP is going to pay for it. By the way, Obama was the biggest recipient of BP campaign funds in 2008. So the failure to respond to that situation and knowingly failing to respond has turned this into a potential disaster that will ruin the economies of the Gulf states. You know, Florida is all about beaches and the coastline. Same with these other areas. So I'd like to talk with you about that a bit. 9 days after it happened, that's when Obama sort of flew by. Again, why is he not saying anything? But the problem is this. There are a number of people in Florida and other areas who have developed products, one of which is made from sugarcane and other special enzymes that hold the oil and actually render it biologically friendly. It has a chemical reaction to oil. There's that product. There are other products, straw and other kinds of things. People down in the Gulf Coast states who are trying to help are not getting any response, are not getting any encouragement, direction, or so forth. I think this might be another 10th Amendment action on the part of the states. They're going to have to get this going, but it's a huge disaster. So whoever knows about this event and the 11 deaths that occurred and the billions of dollars that are occurring in damage and so forth, it's more than misprison, wouldn't you say, or misprison? It's an awkward word for me to say, but that's basically what it is. So we need to take the bull by the horns here and force our servant government to act. Representatives must be called and so forth. Now, of course, the political thing about that is it's now going to stop offshore drilling, right? Or be an excuse to do something else. Excuse to move the country in another way, which they call clean energy, which is just gas, which is just replacing the oil guys with the gas guys. And Speaker of the House and Newt Gingrich and, of course, Al Gore and all of these people are behind essentially ruin the oil economy, industry, and so forth. How could this be happening? This is probably not correct, of course, because the Rockefellers' interests and so forth. BP is not Standard Oil. So it's the British interest, especially a squeeze between the players and so forth. So I have just reached the point where I can hardly do any more writing about what's going on here. I wish I was independently wealthy because I'd stop everything right now and like many of us, would work on what we can until liberty returns to our country. I think it's the rest of my life. Must be stopped. The socialists, Democrats, Republicans, and Obama, they're all busted on this and their collusion in this and their planned destruction of the United States, and they know it. They have to be stopped. No one who has the quote-unquote authority to stop them has done so. The military, the Supreme Court, the cabinet, nobody has done this. And it's patently obvious. So, you know, they've all chosen to hang together on this one. They're not saying anything. When we get a hold of them, they're all going to have to go. Every single one of them. They have to be stopped, and so therefore, it is up to us right now, the people, to clean up this mess. We've been patient, we've been educating, we've been peaceful, we've been praying that someone will stand up. 2 million of us marched in D.C. Many more millions have attended the Tea Party events. Tens of millions of pieces of mail have been sent, and thousands have participated in local events. We want Congress to stop what they're doing, and we want Obama to stop what he is doing and step down. The birth certificate, folks, is irrelevant. It does not matter. It was a huge diversion and continues to be so. The primary issue is that his father was not an American citizen and never was. You must have both parents American citizens to be considered a natural born citizen. The extent of this fraud is outrageous. And you see, they're not going to let it go. They're just going to stand there. They do not expect a reaction from us. So let's give it to them. I'm considering a bunch of scenarios which could seem random, but let's think about this. On the same day, in selected major cities across the country, a major halt to traffic and business outside of the Federal Reserve and all congressmen offices occurs by vehicles, people, traffic, and demonstrations. Like, why don't you and 3,000 of your closest friends get on your bicycles and head down to the congressman's office and hold up traffic? This starts happening on a monthly basis in different cities and locations. You know, we're going to have to keep an eye out, because the internet is great for us, but it's also great for our opposition, because they can find out what we're doing and respond. And so we've got to find a way to be able to do these actions, which seem random, but are actually moving along collectively. How about over a week, every congressman and senator and staff receives a communication called a misprision fact sheet that spells out the consequences of knowing about a crime and not reporting it, or participating in a felony, or participating in the cover-up, and with some examples. So you can see that this is not a dead issue in this country. This is something that people do go to prison for. How about one day, 4 million of us surround the Capitol and the White House and demand an investigation of Obama? And how about if 1 million of us stay until that's done? Occupy the halls, surround the Capitol all night long, do not be quiet, stop them until they have an investigation, stop their actions. Why should they be working on cap and trade or anything else that damage to our country? You call him president when the man who sits in the White House isn't even a real American. Isn't that obvious? We've got to stop them. We've got to show up. If you want liberty, you have to show up. And right now, we don't have the founders. We don't have the Sons of Liberty out there. We don't have the Ben Franklins. We don't have the wealthy George Soros. We got ourselves. We have to show up. How about over a year's period, 5,000 of us move to D.C. or to various other cities, readying for the time when we absolutely take our country back? How about each one of us who follows a particular blog? I know some of my friends have, you know, 300, 400 comments on their stories, which is fabulous. My blog, you know, tops, maybe I had 100 on a couple of posts, but numbers don't matter to me. What it is, you know, we have regular readers who you learn from, enjoy, and participate. How about if we have some blog brigades that actually send out through their readers and through their stories coded ideas of how to move forward? And how about one day all the truckers from all over the United States blocking every artery into D.C., stopping the business until they respond to our needs? These are big things. I've got a CB radio. I like to, and I travel a lot, so I like to to go out there on the road, and my call name is Patriot 007. Yes, yeah, yes, I'm dramatic. In any case, we've got to get in touch with those truckers. There's a lot of camaraderie out there. I can tell you the people out in the rest of the country are not happy with what's going on right now. So if you can see the whites of their eyes, too, and you are anxious to take more strategic kind of action, and you've heard this plea, it's now time to start these bigger actions. So I will be sponsoring a monthly, what I call, webinar. Maybe some of you have been on those, for up to 25 participants per month, to have a confidential discussion of stealth strategic ways to achieve immediate and long-term objectives related to the restoration of liberty in America. This is a tool where we can plan, discuss, and talk with each other, brainstorm ideas, and it's confidential. I'm thinking we're going to need to do this. If you would like to join this effort, and our first call will be scheduled probably for first week in June, go to my blog, drkatesview.wordpress.com. Find the story, Stop Them Cold. Drop me a line and say that you're interested in the webinar. I can see your email address as the owner of the blog, so you don't have to divulge anything. Just tell me you're interested or not. I also can be personally reached at drkatesview@gmail.com. This is revolution. It's time. And I think every fiber in your body, you realizes that. And we are at the right time right now. I have 100% faith in God that this is all happening the way it's supposed to be happening. Obama was meant to happen to us. There's satanic influence going on here, and this is the kind of battle that we are fighting. Find your creator, your faith. Have faith in that as the right time to move forward. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Swallow you, lay your
Well, before that song, I had been talking, and then I had realized that my mic was muted. So I apologize for that long, long delay. I did mention the fact that Terry Lakin's case is coming up. I talked about the number of trials that are coming up and have been filed against Obama, and the fact that we are up against a judiciary that is unbelievably resilient and unconstitutional. We've got new Supreme Court justices being nominated. We had the Republicans standing up and yelling about it, everybody yelling about it. But how about asking the question, gee, Mr. Obama, what authority do you have to even nominate a Supreme Court justice? So all I'm saying is it's obvious right now how much trouble we're in. And patently obvious that they don't expect us to have a reaction. And any reaction we do have, we're going to be pounced upon pretty strongly. This is our time, patriots. This is now. It's now or never. This is, you couldn't have said this 20 years ago. Some people may have, probably the left. This is the battle after our country for a long, long time. And now we've got to really step up to the plate. Now, I'm going to finish off this evening with a discussion of the Third Continental Congress. As you know, there was a Continental Congress 2009 held in St. Charles, Illinois in November 2009. The minute the gavel went down, the Continental Congress 2009 became the Third Continental Congress in our country's history. We met for 11 days. I think all of us did not get any sleep. We had officers and so forth, and we produced the Articles of Freedom, whose final copy was ratified on January 31st. And it's the official copy is at the Third Continental Congress website. There are other copies out there that are not the official ones. Look for that mark. Had our president had a heart attack, various other things happened, and we are now, I am happy to getting going again and having a election of officers. We're delighted about that. You will be seeing more from the Continental Congress. Our intent is to not take over anybody or become the lead. The intent is to really help provide the framework for all of this activism and the rebirth of liberty in the minds and the hearts of Americans. There are more of us than there are of them. They just seem to have more resources. But remember how our founders did it, too. They had resources. They had their wits. They had determination. And they had in their hearts the love for our country and for freedom. That's what we have. That's what the left does not have. The left doesn't have any love for anything, except maybe themselves. Think about it. They don't like America. They don't like white people. They really don't like black people or anyone else either. They just don't. So where do we go with that? We've got to move on. I'll be writing some stuff in the future next week. I hope to have Mario Puzo and Commander Kirshner on. They are very, very busy. I would have Reverend Manning on, but he will just be finishing up his trial. Please take a look at that trial, and please try to go there. Reverend Manning is helping us take back our power by setting up a grand jury and moving forward with those actions. If we have grand juries working on this, grand juries of the people, it's going to be very, very difficult to ignore this. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have to get ready for a training session for the Third Continental Congress using our webinar software, and have thousands of emails to put in the database. And I thank you so much for listening this evening, joining me in the show. you have appreciated the rants here and there. I often don't get to do this myself. It is a pleasure just being able to talk for just a few minutes, take a little break. So this evening, I'm going to finish up with, you know, a song that I know that you all know this. Everybody wants to rule the world. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Well, Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes.